We're at the Coffin Bay boat ramp, and even though it's just after 9 o'clock in the morning, there are an absolute plethora of cars and trailers here, and the sound of boats cruising out into the bays, bouncing around the bay. G'day, what's your name?
Peter Tyndale.
Peter, whereabouts are you from?
Kyabram in Victoria.
What made you come to Coffin Bay for your holiday?
Oh, we decided just to come to the Eyre Peninsula to have a look and see what's here, because it was the only part of Australia we hadn't seen, which was reasonable drive from Kyabram. And we just saw Coffin Bay on the map and it was looked quiet, so we came.
How far drive was it?
Oh, 1,200 kilometres.
You thought that was a doable distance?
Oh, we knew it was going to be a long way, a couple of 3 days, so it wasn't too bad.
What's the furthest you've ever driven for a holiday?
Oh, we went across the States once, which was about 22,000 kilometres and back again. So, yeah, no, this is nothing.
Does the price of petrol affect where you think you're going to go for your different holidays?
Oh, it's a consideration, but in effect you go anyway and you don't worry about the cost too much, because if you did that, you'd just stay at home.
I noticed you had the children here with you. Do they enjoy hitting the road and checking out new destinations?
Yeah, they enjoy the holiday bit of it, and it's just a good time to be together and spending time doing things like fishing.
How long have you been staying here in Coffin Bay now?
About a week.
And what have you been doing over the course of that week?
I've been to the Lincoln National Park, around up north to Point Drummond, Farm Beach, fishing here. So, yeah, been doing a fair bit.
And what do you think has been the highlight?
Probably the fishing and a bit of snorkelling at Drummond Bay, and it was really clear up there one day, and so that was magnificent. A lot of fish up there, so just the kids enjoyed looking at them.
Are you one of the people that comes with the portable freezer in the back and takes the fish home, or do you eat it while you're still here?
Both.
And what do you try and target when you're fishing?
Whatever bites the hook. We don't really care, as long as something bites the hook, and we like those sort of fish.
What sort of fish have you managed to catch here in Coffins?
A few trevally, a few tommies and a few salmon trout.
Haven't managed to catch onto a King George whiting?
Not here. We got some of those out of Port Lincoln, though, a few days ago.
Well, enjoy the rest of your holiday and safe driving home.
Thank you.
The day's warming up here in Coffin Bay. What's your name?
Amy Tyndale.
Amy, what do you like about staying in Coffins?
Well, I like the snorkeling and the fish.
What have you done? You've been here staying for a week now. Whereabouts have you gone?
We've gone around Memory Cove and Port Lincoln and the national parks.
Have you seen much of dolphins or sea lions or anything like that along the way?
Yeah, there were seals at Memory Cove and we went swimming with the dolphins in Fishery Bay.
Is that something that you've been able to do anywhere else?
No. It's really special.
Are the people here friendly?
Yep, they definitely are.
Have you made some new friends?
Yep, but they're not from here.
That's the thing, when you come on holidays, you expect to meet the locals, but you end up meeting people from all around the place, don't you?
Yep.
Whereabouts are your friends from?
Melbourne.
And what's your name?
Coos Tyndale.
Have you enjoyed your holiday?
Yes, I have.
What in particular have you enjoyed doing?
I'm going on a fishing charter and catching fish.
How many fish did you catch?
12.
Oh, what sort of fish were they?
Whiting.
Brilliant. And did they taste all right when you cooked them up later?
Yes.
The Coffin Bay boat ramp is one of the busiest places in town this morning, as everyone's heading in to get away from the heat and hopefully to come home bagged out on fish. What's your name?
Morgan.
Morgan, you're in Coffins Bay. How come?
Just for a bit of nightlife and fishing and stuff. The weather's just always nice.
What is it about Coffins that, you know, makes you come here for your summer holidays?
Certainly the atmosphere. Everyone's around here. Catch some decent-sized fish and have a blast at the hotel here. And
some communities are, you know, better suited for retirees or for young families. You're a young person. As a young person, is Coffin Bay the place to be on Eyre Peninsula?
Absolutely.
How many parties do you think there would be on an average night?
Probably too many to explain, to describe.
To go to?
Oh, it's probably more a sort of, like you said, a retiree sort of place, but obviously during the summer a lot of people do come here. Lots of people have shacks here and whatever, and
Yeah. When you come here, whereabouts do you stay?
Glover's Shack.
So your friends have got a shack. That's pretty handy.
Bloody oath.
How many years have you been coming to Coffin Bay for?
Probably most summer holidays.
And how old are you?
18.
So for probably close to 18 years.
Probably.
Now you're putting the boat in at the moment. What do you hope to catch out there today?
I think we're just going for a cruise, actually. I'm no fisherman.
Maybe jump off the side.
That's it. Good day for it.